We're on the east sideline today. You gotta get closer.
Are you happy to see Jarvis back today?
Sure. Yep. Absolutely. It's good to have multiple guys out there that weren't out there yesterday. So he's definitely one of them that we're looking to catch up, and it was good to see him out there.
What kind of spirits is Jarvis in?
Good. He's fine. We talked this morning and he's ready to go, and he went out there and had a good practice today. So that's what you need to see, and that's what he gave us.
Are you convinced whatever the issue was behind?
Yep. I'm not worried about it at all.
Your impressions of Robert Ayers?
He doesn't know what to do half the time yet. He's very physical and got a long way to go. But it's great to have him here, and he's got a lot of work to do.
Is that a little bit of a message to Moreno, the other guy that's not here yet?
No, it'll be the same thing. I mean, it wouldn't matter who it was, what position they played at this point. If you've missed this many practices, this many meetings, this many walkthroughs, you're going to be behind. And like I said, we're playing in 10 days, so there's a lot of things that we're going over that we can't just sit back and go back over again and again and again. So every practice is valuable, and that really applies to everybody.
Josh, Thursday night at Invesco, is that scrimmage, do or die, type of deal?
It'll be a lot of fun. That'll be a great thing for us to experience, being in the stadium, putting the lights on. The type of practice it's going to be is going to be a lot of live periods and a lot of different situations that come up. It's going to be very game-like. And I'm sure we're looking forward to being there in the stadium. A lot of these guys, haven't even been there in their home locker room. So that'll be exciting for them, and I'm sure it'll be exciting to go out there and hopefully put on a great practice for the fans.
Especially get out of heavy officials.
Yeah, they'll be here the next 3 days, and it's very helpful for us because we get an opportunity to hear from their vantage point what's a foul and what's not. And we're looking to try to play, as penalty-free as we can at every phase, and they're helping us do that. They're very forthcoming with information, and they want us to ask questions, and they're very informative and helpful, and that's what they're going to do for the next 3 days, and hopefully we get a lot out of it.
I knew you weren't here last year, but did you realize the irony of Ed Hockley being there?
Yeah, he's one of our favorite guys. The whole team was excited to see Ed Hockley today.
Did he have any exchange with players?
Oh, yeah, out there. I introduced him, and then he introduced his crew, and as soon as I introduced him, there's a big cheer. So they haven't forgotten last year against San Diego.
Jack Williams made a couple nice plays, especially on the goal line. How's he look so far?
Yeah, anytime you're a defensive back, you don't want to be noticed until you have the ball, and Jack made two or three plays today and took the ball away from the offense, and it's great to see him do that. And we've had a lot of chances so far in camp. We've got our hands on a bunch of balls, made some interceptions, and Jack I think had his first couple today. So it's great to see improvement from our younger players, and he's one that we're counting on.
Losing Grayson, just the perils of camp, that happens.
Unfortunate. Great. He's a great guy. He's a veteran player who understands what we're trying to do, and great around the younger players. And it's just an unfortunate situation when a guy goes down with an injury that's a season-ending injury. You don't ever want to see it. But Nick handled it well, and he'll be around here, and he should be. I don't know anything yet on Doc. I saw him go in, and they're evaluating him, I'm sure, now, and we'll find out more.
It seems serious.
Be very forthcoming with you guys tomorrow about that. Woody.
Josh.
How you doing? I didn't see you back there. You're hiding.
But I called you Josh.
You did. That's awesome. Or anything else?
Yeah, I got something.
Go ahead.
How you doing, Josh?
Good.
Just talking about the tailback competition, I mean, how many guys are in the mix, actually, possibly the starter, do you think?
They're all in the mix. Mm-hmm. We're not going to name a starter for a long time, mm-hmm. at that position. Everybody's learning that spot. Most of the stuff we do is one back, and so they're all learning the same position for the most part. And then we have a couple guys that play fullback. So there's nothing one of them is responsible for that the others aren't. So everybody has a chance to show up and do their job well and improve. Different guys have shined in different days, Mm-hmm. The great thing about that position, hopefully, on our team, and I think it's starting to show itself, is that we have good depth, and that's very important. I know I found out that the hard way last year, and this team went through the same kind of thing. So we can't have enough good ones. It doesn't really matter who starts either. They're all going to play, and they'll play plenty, and they'll get the ball plenty. So, you know, they're not worried about that, I don't believe. And they're all competing hard for it, but in the end, they're all going to get the ball.
How rare is it that such a marquee position is so wide open, so many candidates?
I don't know how rare it is. I'm happy that it's here. I really am. You know, when you got guys that can run the ball, catch the ball, block, pass protect, and do a lot of things with the ball in the open field, that's a great situation to have. I'm sure there's other teams in the league that would love to have that situation, that feeling, if they don't. So, you know, hopefully it just keeps making them better. I think it is right now, and, you know, it's exciting to see those guys improve every day.
Thanks.
Good to go? Good to go?